I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. We tend to think of the flu as a nasty but temporary illness we'd like to avoid if possible. But flu can be even more serious than many people realize. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, last year more than 80,000 people died of the flu and flu-related complications. Those at highest risk typically include the elderly, young children, and those with chronic health conditions, such as the most prevalent being diabetes. The one thing all three groups are most likely to have in common is a weakened immune system, meaning the body is less able to fight off infections. We often don't think of the more than 30 million Americans suffering from type 1 or type 2 diabetes having a weakened immune system, as most people effectively managing the disease are generally able to live, work, and play right alongside everyone else. But diabetics are more prone to infections than those without diabetes, and the course of infection is also more complex because the virus makes it tough to regulate blood sugar. Being ill can raise blood sugar levels, but the flu is also known to lower appetite, potentially leading to dangerously low blood sugar levels. Flu in diabetics also is more likely to cause other health problems, such as bronchitis, sinus and ear infections, and even pneumonia. That's why it's crucial for diabetics who think they might have the flu to contact their care provider immediately for the steps they need to take. Doing so can help keep seasonal flu from being a major inconvenience to becoming a major health hazard. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.